USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden urged Congress to end the risk of a potential railroad strike that could bring the United States commerce to a halt by forcing labor unions to accept an agreement the administration helped negotiate but failed to pass for unions. Those four unions represent 55% of the railroad workers in America and was rejected because it does not offer the paid sick time they asked for. The House may offer a deal later today. An outbreak of severe thunderstorms, including a few strong tornadoes, unfolded overnight for the Mississippi Valley, Mid-South, and parts of the Southeast. The National Weather Service says about 40 million people across the South are at risk for severe weather today. Wednesday's tornado threats include parts of Alabama, Mississippi, the Florida Panhandle, and Central Georgia. The storms are expected to weaken later today. Heavy underdogs. The U.S. soccer team defeated Iran 1-0 Tuesday and advanced in the World Cup. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
The U.S. men's soccer team is advancing to the knockout stage at the World Cup in Qatar. They beat Iran 1-0 Tuesday in their final group game. A first-half goal from Christian Pulisic sealed the win for the Americans. It sets up a round of 16 matchup against the Netherlands on Saturday. The match begins at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The Senate passed legislation to allow federal protection for same-sex marriages with a bipartisan vote Tuesday. The final tally was 61-36. Stuart Rhodes, leader of the Oath Keepers, and one other defendant were convicted of seditious conspiracy for their roles on January 6. The guilty verdicts were reached by a Washington, D.C. jury. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call Govmint at 1-800-222-1975, and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 O silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-222-1975. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-1975 now to secure your 1904 O Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-222-1975.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk has begun reinstating tens of thousands of Twitter accounts that have significant followers after announcing last week a blanket amnesty for Twitter users permanently suspended by the platform. Musk said he will allow all accounts back except those that broke the law or engaged in excessive spam. Layoffs at tech companies are nearing great recession levels. Tech firms getting squeezed by falling stock prices, rising inflation, and interest rates, along with fears of a possible recession, have announced more than 60,000 layoffs this year. And more are probably on the way. About 65,000 tech jobs went away in each year of 2008 and 2009's recession. Washington lawmakers continue to try to get a budget put together. Tim Berg has more.
Congressional leaders are agreeing on the need to pass an omnibus spending package next month to avoid a partial government shutdown. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says a continuing resolution would be the best way to reduce spending.
If, on the other hand, you're concerned about the defense of our country and the funding of the Ukraine war, you are somewhat hesitant to go in that direction.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a continuing resolution would hurt the military and undercut national security. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.